This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Oh, I love this song. Welcome back. I'm Lydia Serrani, filling in for Jesse Kelly. You can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS, because it's like Lydia Serrani. It's with a C, actually. It's Albanian, right? You know, got to give out the social media handle, because I know, I'm sure of you guys are like, what does she look like? Who is this person? Well, I'm a host on Newsmax, and I've also done some radio in my career, and it's been an honor to fill in for Jesse Kelly and to be here and to talk about what's really going on in this country, because where else are you going to get the truth aside from places like Newsmax, like Fox News, like the Jesse Kelly Show and other great radio hosts out there that are giving you the unfiltered truth? Well, TV has a little bit more stringent regulations and rules and stuff, but radio, that's what I love about it, is you get to talk to the people one-on-one. Normally, you don't call into this show, but I said, you know what, let's see if people out there happen to be listening on this Christmas week. The number is 1-877-377-4373. Again, it's 1-877-377-4373. So for Christmas, Joe Biden decided to give us some more killers. He gave the gift of commutations for murderers. He gave there's these 40 guys that are on death row. He commuted their sentences, 37 out of the 40. This is in addition to back when it was, what, 2 weeks ago that he gave the largest, it was the 1,500 commutations, clemencies, 1,500. That is the largest day of clemency in modern history. This is a guy, Joe Biden, who is clearly not in his right mind. He hasn't been in his right mind for a very long time. That Wall Street Journal report that everybody says, oh, it was a bombshell report. No, it wasn't a bombshell. We all knew that there was something wrong with him, the way he walks, the way he talks. Remember the debate? Remember just how bad off he was during the debate? Play clip number two.
The pharmaceutical company cannot have to pay.
Thank you.
And by the way.
So every day, millions.
The guy just didn't even know what was going on with him. And then we found out during that the Wall Street Journal report that Biden skipped a key call regarding the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. You know, the one where 13 U.S. service members died. It was so botched and so pathetic that basically that's why Russia invaded Ukraine. That's why we saw Hamas, the terrorists. They went into Israel and the massacre that they did. This is why. Because what is it, the saying, how it goes? Weakness begets aggression. If you show weakness on the world stage, people will take advantage of you. And that's what Joe Biden did. And that's why you're already seeing the Trump effect. He isn't even in office yet, and already you're seeing the respect that the United States is getting once again. I don't understand why Joe Biden gave America's worst criminals a pass. Why is he doing this? I mean, one of the guys that he commuted the sentence for, he was put behind bars for 8 years for child porn, Shenlin Jin. He has ties to the Chinese Communist Party. Then the other guy, this is just one of the many, the 1,500, Judge Michael Conahan. He was for the Cash for Kids. That was a judge who lined his pockets with millions of dollars in exchange for sending kids, children, to for-profit juvenile detention centers. So maybe the kid didn't even need to go to juvie, but this guy would get a kickback if he sent the kid there. And so he lined his pockets. Even Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania, this happened in Pennsylvania, who is as hardcore Democrat as you can get. I mean, look what he did to Philadelphia. People are walking around. Even he's like, what is going on with Joe Biden? Clip number nine.
As a result of these corrupt judges deciding they wanted to make a buck off a kid's back. Frankly, I thought the sentence that the judge got was too light. And the fact that he's been allowed out over the last years because of COVID, was on house arrest, and now has been granted clemency, I think is absolutely wrong. He should have been in prison for at least the 17 years that he was sentenced to by a jury of his peers. He deserves to be behind bars, not walking as a free man.
It is unbelievable. And then who makes sense but a guy who had there's only one Democrat that makes sense now, and the poor guy suffered a stroke, right? John Fetterman. I'm not saying he's the greatest. I'm not saying I would ever vote for him or anything. I mean, I don't live there. But he makes actual sense, because they're trying, you know, they kept trying to create this narrative that Trump was a big, bad boogeyman. He's a fascist. He's a horrible human being, blah, 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 this and that. And then Fetterman, listen to what he said. Clip number 11, talking about Trump and his undeniable talent.
And after you survived an assassination, you literally were shot in your head. Yeah. and had the presence of mind to respond, you know, fight, fight, fight. I mean, that's a political talent. It's undeniable. And also, I never believed that it was about fascism. And for me, that made it difficult for
Kamala Harris said that he was a fascist.
Yeah, well, it's like that's her prerogative. I mean, it's not a word that I would use, because you put a lot of Democrats, especially in my state, that I know and I happen to love people that are going to vote for Trump, and they are not fascist. And also fascism, that's not a word that regular people, you know, use. That, you know, I think people are going to decide who is the candidate that's going to protect and project, you know, my version of the American way of life. And that's what happened.
And then Fetterman said this real quick, clip number 10. He said, if you don't support President Trump, take a listen to what he said. Clip 10.
Do you think he has the potential to be a successful and a good president?
I hope, because I'm not rooting against him. If you're rooting against the president, you are rooting against the nation. And I'm not ever going to be where I want a president to fail. So country first. I know it's become maybe like a cliche, but it happens to be true.
Country first. What a novel idea. Who would have thought that a Democrat would say something like that? But this is what we are. This is the upside down world that we're living in. You know, I started off the show about that illegal alien who was accused of torching that poor woman while she was sleeping on the New York City subway. If you look at the media headlines from the left, they don't even mention that the fact that he's an illegal alien. It's out of control. And Daniel Penny, the guy that saved all those people from the deranged drug addict Jordan Neely that tried to kill people, they tried to put him behind bars for 15 years. And by the way, this illegal, my friend Maureen, she just sent me the article. You know, there were people in the subway car when she was lit on fire, and not a single one of them stepped in to stop him from setting a woman on fire. Do you know why? Because they didn't want to get prosecuted. That this is the culture that has been created in these deep blue Democrat cities, where people are afraid to step up, step in, do the right thing, because they will be demonized. That's why Joe Biden, I don't understand why he's letting out all these murderers. Some of them are child killers. 37 of the 40. I don't understand why he's doing it. The 1500, Governor Shapiro said kids killed themselves over it. I don't understand. And that is why when Trump comes back into office, things are changing. Even Cardinal Dolan, which is here in New York, the cardinal for New York, he was saying, he's like, what Trump is going through, if you see, it's like an awakening, right? That's what we're seeing now. People are waking up to the fact that there is this evil that has been permeating through every facet of our society, and it's being perpetuated by the media. Right? By the mass media, that they're trying to brainwash you into thinking that it's normal for a kid to chemically castrate themselves, that it's normal for a guy to dress up as a woman and go in and read to kids. It's not normal. It's abnormal. It's sick and it's twisted. And we have to call it out and stand up for what is right every chance we get. I'm Lydia Serrani. You can follow me on social media at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. We'll be right back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
And welcome back. I'm Lydia Serrani, filling in for Jesse Kelly this Christmas week, just for today, and then I'm back on the 30th as well. You know, we were talking before about Joe Biden and some of the pardons that he gave people that were set to be executed for the heinous crimes they committed. Among those getting holiday cheer is a guy named Thomas Sanders, who in 2010 kidnapped and then shot 12-year-old Lexi Roberts four times and then cut her throat. This happened in Louisiana days after the poor little girl watched as this same guy murdered her mother on a road trip near the Grand Canyon. Really, Joe Biden? Really? Like, why? Why? This is like a couple of child killers. It doesn't get any more horrific and more disgusting and more inhumane. I won't even say animals. I have a dog named Chloe, and these people are worse than my dog that sometimes poops in my house. Let's go to the calls. We have William from Ocean Springs, Mississippi. William, thank you so much for joining us. It's Mississippi, right?
That's correct.
And you wanted to make a comment about Joe Biden and his pardons?
Absolutely. Of course, the ones that he is pardoning that are sentenced to life in prison now, of course, he's doing that so that they can feign that they care about people and that, the putting people to death is wrong. But ultimately, the people they're allowing in, all these criminals and stuff that they're letting into our country, I believe their goal is to terrorize the American people to the point where they say, oh, please, God, government, let us help us. And the government's going to say, well, give up some more of your rights, give up your Second Amendment so we can protect you. And then they're going to, rule over us and take rights from us. That's what I believe they're trying to do.
You know, William, I agree with you. Thank you so much for calling in. I agree with you because I think they want to kick us to the ground and then stomp us into submission. So then we can be beholden to them, right? And so they're taking away every little thing they thought they could. I mean, could you imagine if Kamala Harris had won? I can't. The fact that she participated in this cover-up of Joe Biden, which is, if there was ever a doubt that there was a deep state, that there was a stagnant swamp, now we see it in full effect. Right. They call us conspiracy theorists. They say we're crazy. You're out of your mind. There's no such thing as a deep state. This is Joe Biden was the puppet for this shadow government. Martin from New York, you have a question.
Hello. Hello, Leah. Very great show. Very, very good. And my question is to you. My question is, is there some way that they could use the 25th Amendment now because of the fact that this guy, Joe Biden, is demented and he's not in any condition to pardon anybody? Seems to me that there should be something that can stop this.
No, you're right. You're right, Martin. I don't understand that we... You know, I was doing my Newsmax show and I had a Democratic strategist on with me and we were going back and forth and he said, well, there's really no proof that Joe Biden is suffering from any kind of mental decline. I said, the fact that he dropped out of the race is indication. They shoved him. Nancy Pelosi orchestrated a coup, which is kind of ironic that now, look, she fell and broke her hip. And if anybody that's had a loved one that's broken a hip, you know the survival rates of more than a year are not good. So Nancy might be on her way out, but we'll see. You can survive the operation, but for some reason, the survival rates on that one. But she organized this coup to kick Joe Biden. The poor guy, I was on the air when he found out. So, because you know Joe Biden, he woke up from his nap. It happens on a Sunday afternoon. He woke up from his nap and was like, and they woke him up, Dr. Jill, and said, "Honey, you're not running for the presidency anymore. You're no." And he's like, "Huh? Well, am I still president? Am I still president?" And they're like, "Yes, Joe, you're still president. And can I still get my ice cream?" "Yes, honey, you can get your ice cream." Okay. And so they're just probably putting whatever in front of him, and he signs off on it. And it's interesting to me that some of the people he pardons have ties to the Chinese Communist Party. When something doesn't make sense, follow the dollars and cents. That's what I think. And the fact that he is this is a guy, I'm a Catholic. I went to Catholic school all my life. Nowhere did they tell us that we should be pardoning child killers and rapists. I don't understand. I understand. You know what? I get it that Joe Biden pardoned his son. I would do that. I would do it. Well, I just wish he would have said that. Listen, I can't see him in prison. I don't want to see what's going to happen to him. He's my son, and I can't. Instead, they tried to lie and say everything was weaponized. But here we are. I don't know. It's like frightening to me that Joe Biden is still the president of the United States, whether we like it or not. And you're right. I mean, they should do the 25th Amendment before he there's any more damage by him. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. I mean, what more do we? The guy can't even go up a flight of stairs. But he is deciding the fate of hundreds of people commuting their sentences. Kamala Harris, the fact that she did this major cover-up should have disqualified her from being the president of the United States. You know, Joe Biden, he got millions upon millions of votes in order to run for the president, the primary, right? Nobody ran against him. They basically gave the middle finger to even the Democrats and the oligarchs. They hand-selected, they picked their own candidate, Kamala Harris. I think they wanted Gavin Newsom, but then Kamala said, oh no, honey, you're not going to do that to me because I'm a black woman. So that was the only reason. She's another affirmative action candidate. And that's why affirmative action, it hurts everybody across the board, because like you don't want people thinking, oh, this person got the job because they're black, or this one got it because she's a woman. You want the best person for it. But we know Kamala Harris, when she ran for president, how many votes did she get? It was less than 1%. Less than 1%. She was the first candidate to drop out. And yet they picked her to run against Donald Trump, President Trump. It was a no-brainer. That's why it was a landslide victory. That's why every single battleground state went to President Trump. That's why even Muslim cities like Hamtramck, right outside of Detroit, that's like overwhelmingly Muslim, and they voted for Trump because they value family. They value common sense, no matter who you are. We got a lot more to talk about. I'm going to talk more about this woke nonsense. I'm also going to take more calls. 1-877-377-4373. 1-877-377-4373. I'm Lydia Serrani at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. We'll be right back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Welcome back. I'm Lydia Serrani, filling in for Jesse Kelly on The Jesse Kelly Show. You can follow me on social media. I'm also on Newsmax every Saturday at 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. Eastern, and then Sundays at noon Eastern until 2 p.m. Newsmax, and then I fill in during the week. I'll be on tomorrow filling in for Newsline, which is at 12 p.m. Eastern until 2 p.m. I think it's – oh, no, tomorrow I'm doing Carl Higbee Show. Sorry. I'm doing Carl Higbee, Navy SEAL. I'm doing his show. And then there's Christmas. Then I'm doing Newsline. So I fill in during the week. I have the two mainstay shows on the weekend. Let's bring in our next guest. He is brilliant. He's kind. He's become a friend. We have him on Newsmax all the time. General Blaine Holt, former NATO deputy military rep and geopolitical strategist. General Holt, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my friend, it's so good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
As soon as I found out that I was able to fill in for Jesse Kelly, I said, I got to get General Holt because he can talk about everything and anything. And especially with Trump, apparently, according to the New York Post, he's 100% serious about wanting to acquire Greenland and the Panama Canal as U.S. territory. Over the weekend, you know, he floated the idea of U.S. ownership and control of Greenland and taking back the Panama Canal because of its ridiculous fees for American ships. He's also been referring to Canada for weeks now as a prospective state. I just love the trolling. But, you know, there's a hint of truth to it as well. Is this even possible that we could, you know, acquire ownership of Greenland and the Panama Canal, General Holt?
You know, you never know. But what we should do is we should all read his book, The Art of the Deal. And if we don't do that, we should at least look at the way he's done business in the past. His negotiation style is one at which he fires for effect, gets your attention, and then you go have a nice conversation. So if you recall, in the early days of his first administration, he was calling Kim Jong-un Rocket Man, and if he does anything wrong, we'll wipe him off the face of the planet, and I could do that in 10 minutes, and all this bluster. And then it turns out he goes to South Korea, walks across the DMZ, and says, I like this guy. We could work a deal. So the key thing here is, and here's the element of truth, it's really the Chinese that control the Panama Canal right now. And President Trump is saying that's a U.S. vital interest. We're not going to have it. Because if you look at what the Chinese have done, Straits of Malacca, Suez Canal, and the Panama Canal, you shut that down, you've shut down about 70% of the world trade. And that's too vulnerable, and China has too much control there. So President Trump is telling Xi Jinping, we're not going to have that.
And there was a report that Trump invited Xi Jinping to his inauguration, and then Xi Jinping is saying, oh, it's too much of a security risk, so he's not coming. And isn't it ironic, during Trump's last administration, it was completely plagued by Russia, 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 he's compromised, Putin, this and that, and then you got Joe Biden coming in. It doesn't get more compromised than him. All you got to do is look at some of the clemencies, 1,500 of them, right? And then you see about the 37 out of the 40 murderer. I mean, it's just out of control with Joe Biden, and he's mentally incapacitated. Could you imagine the uproar, General Holt, if Trump did just a tenth of what Joe Biden has done?
Oh, he'd still be put away for a very long time. So, let's look at it this way. The wife of the mayor of Moscow, I don't recall paying President Trump $3 million. I don't recall any FBI agents in that were, investigating Biden, which none have, going to jail for that offense. In the case against Trump, an FBI agent who was accusing Trump of colluding with Russia he's the one who went away for colluding with Russia. The FBI agent did that.
And I mean, why do you think Joe Biden is compromised at this point, or is he just so out of his mind and there he's just doing whatever he's being told what to do because he's very, very confused? But somebody in the administration, in this regime, is cutting a deal, is maybe getting a lot of money, or what is going on? Because a lot of these moves don't make sense to me, General.
Yeah, I don't know what President Biden's state of affairs is, but if you look at everything that we have seen from the Biden laptop, it's there. It's public record. You can go see it. They have a problem with their relationship with China, and it's not just President Biden, because I'm not sure he calls the shots, if any shots, at all. This is not just a compromised president. This is one that has undue influences, and I mean that in the strongest terms, over his command authority. I have often worried about the status of the nuclear football and our nuclear command and control, and who's really in charge of that, because there's just too many problems. So who's compromised? Well, everybody from Eric Swalwell into the deep innards of this administration, looking at Antony Blinken and Sullivan's relationships with think tanks in China. They have Chinese relationships that have never bared any scrutiny, because the mainstream media will always plaster over all of it for them. But what I do believe is we're about to enter into a season of accountability, and these things are going to get looked at very fairly. It's not because there's any kind of revenge movement on board. It's that our national security demands it. Does anybody think it was okay for a Chinese balloon to fly over our nation? Does anybody think it's okay for potentially, and I think they are, Chinese drones, large ones, to be up and down our eastern seaboard right now with not being checked? It's not okay. And so Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution dictates that we look into these things and protect our own security.
Yeah, Joe Biden came out and said all the drones that we're seeing, some of them as big as SUVs with 8 feet wingspans, that, oh, no, they're not nefarious. By the way, for everybody just listening in, I'm Lydia Serrano. You can follow me at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS. And we're talking to General Blaine Holt, former NATO deputy military rep and geopolitical strategist. I have a screen on here in the studio of CNN, and they're talking about Trump ceding power to Elon Musk. Why are they so afraid, the left, the Democrats, whatever you want to call them, the haters, people afflicted with Trump derangement syndrome? Why are they so afraid of this dynamic duo of Elon Musk and Trump? You got Chris Christie, right? He's the one that bet like $5, you know, Happy Meal or whatever. Like, I think probably the 2-for-5 Big Mac meal or something. He bet $5 that, oh, Kamala's going to win. Now he's predicting that there is going to be this disastrous fallout between Musk and Trump. Why are they hating General Holt on this duo of Musk and Trump and trying to taunt him that Musk is, even Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar of The View, they were trying to say, oh, yeah, that they're going to trip Trump down some stairs so that Musk could take over, which obviously he wasn't born and he's not an American citizen, but whatever, yeah, that Trump could take over, become the president, and Vance the VP.
It's okay. So it's ridiculous, but it fits their only strategy in their playbook that they have had their entire time, and even going back to the Obama administration, and that's one of projection. Whatever they're doing, that's what they say you're doing. So Russia, Russia, Russia? No, Hillary Clinton worked with the Russians to get the dossier going. And it's the same here. So we all want to know who's running Biden, but now they're going to make a suggestion that, President Trump's not his own man. A careful examination of President Trump is that not only is he a strong individual and a strong leader who commands the respect of people around the world, it's that this time around, he's not countenancing putting any of the establishment rhinos in his administration. He got burned on that. He had too many people betray him, like Chris Christie. And so now that they're all mad, they're accusing Elon Musk, who is there very, very innocently saying, I want to help America. That's what the Doge effort is about. And they don't like him putting other strong leadership characters around him of all political persuasions, like RFK Jr., Vivek Ramaswamy, Elon Musk. These are not men who would sit down and say, we all think the same things. But he's going to get the help that he needs because we're at a very unique time in history. And so projection isn't working with the American people who gave President Trump a mandate and said, go get this fixed.
And that's all Trump is trying to do, fulfill the mandate given to him by what? Almost 80 million people. He won the electoral vote. He won the popular vote. And it's just astounding to me that anybody would have voted for Kamala Harris. It's crazy to me. Well, General Holt, we got to leave it right there. You know, there's a lot of crazy people in this world, and we could talk to you for the whole rest of the hour. Thank you so much for coming on with us, and Merry Christmas to you and to Remy. That's your new Cocker Spaniel, right? Remy, is that her name?
No, it's a Cavalier.
Oh, Cavalier
Spaniel named Remy. She's wonderful.
She's so cute. And she made her TV debut on my show. So I feel very honored. Very cute dog. General Holt, thank you so much for joining us.
Take care. You take care. Thank you very much.
All right. I'm Lydia Serrani. We will be right back. You can follow me at Lydia News, LIDIANEWS, and I'll take some calls on the flip side.
You're listening to The Oracle.
I'm going to love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
So I asked the producer, Chris, to play this. I know he's probably sick of hearing about Imagine Dragons, but bad liar. Whenever I think of Democrats and Joe Biden, they're just such bad liars, lying straight to our face. Oh, no, the economy is great. Oh, no, there isn't no invasion. Oh, they're tired and poor. Like, you got to help these people. By the way, on my way here to New York City, I drove in. It's called the West Side Highway. I saw an illegal alien migrant woman with a child. And it's, by the way, it's like 20 degrees here in New York City. And she had like a 2-year-old strapped to her back. And then she had two other little kids standing in the middle of the highway. Where are the police? She was begging, you know, begging for money and stuff. This is what's happened. This is what's happening. They're turning one of the greatest cities in the world into a third world country. Let's go to Pat from St. Anthony.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Pat, where are you from?
St. Anthony, Idaho.
Idaho. I didn't know if that meant I just started taking calls. So, from St. Anthony, Idaho. So what's your question or comment?
Oh, I just wanted to comment on the sheer hypocrisy of the Democratic Party about the whole Biden thing, pardoning his son. I mean, you know that if had Trump done the same thing, let's say the same charges, there would have been a total uproar. And when I had originally seen the story about him pardoning his son, all the comments were, this is great, this is great news, this is great news. But had Trump done it, or Trump breathes wrong and they have a huge uproar, you know?
Yeah.
It's like the Democratic Party is everything that they accuse Trump of doing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that they accuse, Russia, 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 this one's compromised. They're the ones that are compromised, Pat. Thank you so much for calling in. That's why I feel vindicated. The fact that Trump not only won the electoral vote, he won the popular vote, because Americans, they saw the political persecution. They saw what nonsense. They saw what George Stephanopoulos, this was supposed to be, Bill Clinton's right-hand man, by the way. Former President Bill Clinton is hospitalized with a fever. You know, I saw him recently. I think it was on The View, and he was talking about pardons Hillary. This guy is not in good shape, and I predict he might be gone within a year. I hate to say it, knock on wood. I don't wish that on anyone, but the guy is, he seems very weak. And I remember the first time I ever met him, I was working at CBS News, and I took a picture with him. Yes, I did. I took a picture with him, and I looked at him, and I said, he's not in good health. I looked at him, he had, like, the coloring was off. I'm a mom, so I look at the skin color and the voice. It looked like he had no strength in his voice anymore. And sure enough, a week later, he got the quadruple bypass surgery. So I hate to sound, you know, negative or, you know, put a dark cloud over Bill Clinton, but I don't know. I don't know. Who gets hospitalized for a fever and they're saying it's non-urgent, this and that, they just want to check him out? There's something deeper going on with Bill Clinton. Poor guy needs to be put out of his misery. He's married to Hillary. Can you blame him? Let's go to Jim from Portland, Oregon.
Hi, Lydia. My question involves the Daniel Penny case, and I think a lot of us supported him, a Marine veteran, standing up for decency and civilization. And it wouldn't have mattered if this Marine veteran had been black and Neely had been white. It wouldn't have mattered to us, but I think it matters to the New York District Attorney's Office. Would you go along with that? And what does that signify?
I'm nodding my head as you're saying it. Absolutely, 100%. I did a whole monologue on it on my show on Newsmax. Absolutely. So the district attorney that was prosecuting Daniel Penny, she kept calling him the white man, the white man, and saying that Jordan Neely, the deranged drug addict that had been arrested 42 times, the system failed Jordan Neely. They had 42 times to get him the help that he needed. And they said, oh, well, he didn't have a weapon. Really, just weeks prior, he punched an elderly woman so hard in the face, he broke her face. He fractured her eye socket. So, and there was a baby on that subway car. So, yeah, Jordan Neely was a ticking time bomb. And just about maybe 2 months ago, right here in New York City, a similar person like Jordan Neely. So there's a list here in New York of like top 50 deranged, homeless, mentally ill people that they're watching and they do nothing about. This Jordan Neely was on that list, and this other guy was on the list recently, and they just kept letting him go. This revolving door of justice, and guess what that guy did? He got a knife, and he stabbed to death. He gutted three random people in the middle of the day, even got on to onto the bus with blood and everything, and nobody did anything. People just stood there and watched, just like this poor lady that was incinerated. Can you believe that? Somebody sets another person on fire and you just watch and let it happen and allow somebody to burn to death? That is a sad state. It's a horrific statement on our society in general. If you think about it, how do you sleep at night? Jim, you're a Marine veteran. I'm just a girl from the Bronx, a Catholic girl, and I'm not like a big, strong person, and I could not sit there and allow that to happen. But this is what's happening in our world today, because the good guys are being demonized, like Daniel Penny. But Daniel Penny, God bless him, he said that if given the opportunity, he would have done it a million times over again. He didn't care everything that he suffered. You know, the father of Jordan Neely is now trying to sue him, get all this money. It's just a money grab. And God bless him. We need more Daniel Pennies out there. We do. And we need people to stand strong and not be afraid anymore of the radical left, this demonization that is happening, this battle that is being waged across America, trying to convince us that right is wrong and wrong is right. I'll be right back. Lydia Serrani. You can follow me at Lydia News, L-I-D-I-A-N-E-W-S. We'll be right back.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.